Good morning and welcome to the Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges and I'll be your guide for the next few minutes through this meditation. Now, the morning meditation is a great way to start your week and definitely to start every day. And each week there's a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. And then to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your goals. So over the past 9 weeks, including today, we have been going through meditations that are about you and the nine dimensions of consciousness. And so today, the topic is you and the ninth dimension connection. So if you'll please make sure that you have your feet on the floor, your back straight, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale nice and easily. And again, a nice deep breath from the tips of your toes. Inhaling all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale nice and easily, gently. And imagine that you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. Can be any type of tree trunk that you like. And you are connected as one, sitting on top of this tree trunk. And the actual tree trunk goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, all the way into the earth, and to the actual core or center of the earth where the roots of the tree trunk are solidly embedded. Nice, strong, solid connection. Now envision you are surrounded by a large bubble. This is your aura bubble. And no matter how large or small the bubble is, begin to imagine that the bubble is no more than 18 inches from your body. 18 inches from your front and back, on the right side and the left side. 18 inches from the top of your head and underneath your feet. You are surrounded by this beautiful aura bubble, and it's close to your body. Imagine that the edge of the bubble takes on an eggshell stiffness. So it has a little stiffness to it, like an eggshell consistency. And it's a beautiful pearlescent golden color vibration. So just envision white gold color vibration. And imagine a giant flame is burning about 3 feet out in front of you, outside of your aura bubble, a giant violet flame. It's a flaming wall, strong, sturdy wall of purification. Because as you continue to breathe, we are going to begin clearing your chakras. You will start to release whatever energy is in each of your chakras And as you release it, the giant flaming wall will gently receive these energies, even move them from you, and begin to purify them. Now, the chakras are energy centers. There are 7 primary chakras located along your spine, and they all help to balance and keep in harmony your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual energies. So now put your attention on your 1st, 2nd, and 3rd chakras. 1st chakra located at the base of your spine where your tailbone is. The 2nd chakra is located 2 inches below the belly button, also on the spine, but it appears to be between the ovaries or around the prostate for the men. And the 3rd chakra on the spine is located behind the stomach. And as you continue to inhale, I'd like you to exhale out through all 3 of those chakras, releasing whatever energy you're ready to let go of, an energy that would keep you in surviving or survival instead of thriving. So if you find you have worries, concerns around money, your health, your career, your home, whatever that might be, just let those worries, concerns, experiences, belief systems, whatever they are, just let them go. As you continue to inhale and exhale out through these chakras, let go of any energy that would keep you in a place of fear. Rather than experiencing the full essence of love that you are, let go of feelings that are uncomfortable, painful, anger, depression, despair, jealousy, grief, blaming, frustration, overwhelm. Whatever they are, just let them go. As you inhale and then exhale out of your 1st, 2nd, and 3rd chakras. And let go of any sexual energy as well. Whether you are with a beloved partner or with someone for just right now, whether you've experienced any level of trauma or rape in your life at any time or molestation, whatever may have happened or is happening, just release that energy as well. Let it all go. And let go also of any energy that would keep you from being in a place of your full power. So any energies where there are addictions of any kind, where someone may be attempting to control you, or maybe you're so busy being in control, you're not able to allow Divine Source to fully operate in your life. So release any of those kinds of addictions, whether it's food, drugs, alcohol, sex, rock and roll, whatever it might be, let it go. Let go of those energies that want to have a hold on you, even sometimes in the dream state where you're not able to just let it go. So any images that come up for you, any feelings, any sounds, any sensations, whatever it is, let it go into the violet flame The violet flame will receive it. It will also even gently take it from you if you just bring it to the surface as your intention to be cleared and purified. And put your attention on your fourth and fifth chakras. Fourth chakra is located behind your heart, and the fifth chakra is located at the base of your spine. And begin releasing the energies that would keep you from loving yourself as you breathe deeply and exhale out through those chakras. Any lack of self-love or self-worth, let it go. Get rid of any energy that would keep you from totally forgiving yourself and others. Anything that comes up that blocks you from fully loving yourself and fully loving your life and fully loving others, whatever that is, let it go. And let go of the energy that would keep you from expressing the full divine spiritual being that you are. So if you find that there's any blockages in believing that you're unable to create or be creative, you are fashioned in the same way and same order as Divine Source, the ultimate creative being, and you too are a creator. So let go of any belief systems, any experiences, again, sights, sounds, whatever they are, that have had you believing you're not creative or that you're not able to create what you want the way you want. That is not the truth. It is a lie. Let go of any energy that would keep you from communicating clearly with others or that would keep you from hearing clearly and listening for solid communication. Excellent. And as you continue to breathe easily, deeply, and gently, release any energy from your sixth and seventh chakras. They are located, the sixth chakra, in the center of your head, where your third eye is. And the seventh chakra is located at the top of your head, also known as the crown chakra. So as you inhale and exhale effortlessly through those chakras, release any energy that keeps you stuck in judgment. Release your judgment of all people, all things, all experiences of everything. Every experience is for your best and highest good. And so let go of that energy that wants you to continue to judge what's around you, because as you judge it, you judge yourself. And it does not serve you in being able to see, know, perceive correctly that all energy has its right purpose at its right time, and it's to serve you. Even if in serving you means that you choose not to have that experience again, it still has that purpose and that level of service for you at that time. And release any energy that would keep you in doubt, that may have you continuing to analyze intellectualize, or rationalize in ways that do not allow the natural flow of divine wisdom. Let go of self-doubt. Let go of uncertainty. As you gently and easily breathe through the sixth and seventh chakras and release whatever energy is there. The violet flame continues to take this energy. And as you continue to breathe, just intend that all the chakras and your aura bubble is releasing the energies that have come up at this moment in time, the experiences, the memories, the thoughts, the feelings, the sensations, the smells, the tastes, whatever it is. Just simply release it. Don't figure it out. Don't wonder why that happened. Whatever emotions come up and feelings come up around any of the memories or the experiences that make themselves present, continue to breathe as you release it. Don't hold on to it and wonder why, how come. Just let it go. Now the focus for this week is on the ninth dimension and you connection. And this is the final dimension of consciousness, which for our linear brains is like a vertical axis of consciousness. And as I speak briefly about the ninth dimension, simply focus on the violet flame. And as you continue to breathe deeply, release whatever sounds, sights, visions, feelings, emotions, thoughts, beliefs, and physical sensations that come up. Let them all go into the flame. The ninth dimension is the realm of the black hole, as a spinning gravitational nucleus that manifests itself in time waves. This is the level of the ninth dimension consciousness. It is the source of time in the ninth dimensional vertical axis. If you imagine it from Earth's iron core, the actual center core of the planet, the crystal core, all the way up through to the top of the Earth, moving up literally through you and every chakra through your spine and all the way up out the top of your head into the stars, into the universe, all the way into the Milky Way galaxy. These time waves become creative agendas in our dimension, from the ninth dimension into our third dimension. It's felt by us as fascinations that really attract our attention, like comprehending our own evolution since the beginning of time. It works on our consciousness in the way of attraction and comprehending our own growth and evolution since the beginning of time. So basically, these time waves keep us seeking spirit in the material world. Now continue to breathe nice, easy breaths. And as you inhale, feel the breath moving from your first chakra at the base of your spine, all the way up to the top of your head. And exhale. And again, take a deep breath and see your breath as a column of light from your first chakra to the top of your head, and exhale slowly, easily, gently. And with your next breath, as you breathe easily, put your attention on the center of your body or your solar plexus. This is the third chakra, right where your solar plexus is, around the area that is of your stomach. And begin inhaling and exhaling out of the third chakra. Intend that your third chakra is like a giant magnet. And experience yourself right around your third chakra as a magnet that's pulling all the parts of your body toward your center. So in this moment, intend that all the parts of your body are being pulled toward your center. And this means your thoughts, your feelings, your past experiences, your future experiences, they are all drawn inward toward your center. Continue to breathe nice and slowly. As you feel, see, hear, and you are simply being in this experience. See all the parts of you being drawn energetically to your center. See them speeding toward your solar plexus. And keep doing this until there is nothing more to draw into yourself. You want to move into a space where there is only silence. And be in the silence. Be there with yourself. Be in the emptiness. Be in the completeness, the sense of the whole. And keep breathing very easily, gently, and effortlessly. Notice what is going on around you. And the best way to become more aware of you in this moment is to actually put your fingers together, still with your eyes closed and breathing effortlessly. Put the tips of your fingers together where they are touching each other, and notice how it makes you feel whole, complete. continuing to focus and putting your attention on your breath. You may move your hands back now to resting comfortably on your lap. Feel the breath, easy breath. Feel it coming inside you and outside of you. As best as you can, experience the space outside of you. And experience the space that's outside of you, actually doing all the breathing. Experience the space outside of you, doing all the breathing. Let the space all around you simply breathe. And allow yourself to be breathed by this space outside of you. Do not get caught up in your head by attempting to intellectualize or rationalize how this should be. Simply allow it to be present as it is right now in this space and this time. Notice the difference between breathing, your breathing, and being breathed. Just become aware of these differences of your breathing and being breathed. And gently move into expanding your consciousness way outside the room that you are in right now. Just let your consciousness expand way outside the room that you're in now. In fact, let your consciousness go all the way out into the stars. Into the galaxies, way outside of our planet. See if you can find the center of our galaxy. Let yourself truly be drawn right to it, like a magnet. The magnet inside of you will help by finding that place that attracts you the most, like a giant magnet. The magnet inside of you is really going to help you find the center of the galaxy that attracts you the most, like a giant magnet, one magnet to another. Stay with this feeling of attraction Notice what it feels like. See, feel, hear what else may come up in this attraction. As your consciousness has expanded and is expanding in this way, stay perfectly still. Keep your physical body still and breathe evenly in a very secure, rhythmic fashion as you continue to experience the attraction of your magnet core to the magnetic pull of our galaxy's core. Notice that you are still seated, yet you are light years outside of yourself. Continuing to breathe and allowing yourself to be in this experience. Now become aware of the room around you. Become aware of how the energies in the room come into you, and how the energies in you go into the room. In other words, start to become aware of the circulation of energy between you and the room that you're in. Imagine the galactic center in your mind's eye. And then visualize or see the picture of the room you're in. And notice how they really relate to each other, how they are connected. The energies in the room and you. Notice how they all relate to each other and how these energies are connected. And from the galactic center to the energy in the room. You and the room are connected, and the galactic center of the universe and your room that you're in right now are also relating to one another and connected. Do not think about how that is so. Do not try and figure it out, rationalize or intellectualize it. Simply be and allow your awareness to recognize the relationship. And keep breathing very slowly and effortlessly. The mysterious ninth dimension black hole is the center of the galaxy, which continually receives the forces of creation generated out of Earth's core in the vertical axis. Everything in the universe, according to physics, is omnicentric, which means that realities unfold from centers. And from within our omnicentric evolving universe, reality unfolds from the beginning, always centered upon itself at each place of its existence. So just by being alive, we are in the geometric center of the entire complex dimensional whole, or to put it another way, the totality of all the dimensions we are very much in the center of, and it is always expanding. The dimensions of consciousness is always expanding. So the great mystery is that our bodies and minds are now being activated by the full potency of the ninth dimension, as it is also connected and relates to the consciousness from the first dimension. And just take two more nice, deep, and easy breaths. And imagine that your entire body is surrounded with a great big, bright, beautiful golden sun. Absorb all or as much of this golden sun as you possibly can. This sun represents your own highest, purest energy. It is a pool of perfect, pure, high, divine love where peace is experienced, joy is experienced, love itself is experienced and expressed in all the many ways that it is. And again, see another golden sun surrounding you. And absorb as much of this sun as you possibly can. And I'd like to thank you for being with me this week on the Morning Miracle Meditation. Again, I'm Lynn Herod Diverges from Center of Light Miracles. And if you'd like to find out more about me or Center of Light Miracles, you may go to centeroflightmiracles.org. There you will find many different services, classes, blogs, online courses. There are many things that you can look at and experience. There are one-on-one sessions as well as group sessions, and just a lot for you to choose from. So until next time, be at peace, stay in love, joy, and always love.